Has it started?
We just started. Yay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Two Retards Live.
This isn't live, you moron.
Oh, shut up. Well, I am a retard after all. This is where my sister would come in and say, yes, you are. Thank God she's not.
Is your sister there?
No, she's laying on the couch, sleeping.
Ah.
Which, this is where I wish I had a blowhorn.
Yeah, you should totally wake her up and see how she reacts, and we should record that.
I would videotape that.
Yeah, you should. You should videotape it, but videotape it while we're recording her reaction, and then we can, like, post a link.
Repeat it over and over and make a remix.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It will be amazing.
We should do that. Do it right now. Get your
My
camera.
Parents would kill me.
Oh, who cares?
And then there would only be one retard.
I can get a replacement. Right now you're kind of a replacement anyway.
Hey.
Well, anyway, for those of you that are obviously tuning in right now, yeah, this is
Two Retards. You can't really be tuning in right now had to listen to the beginning.
This is the Two Retards show. We have actually attempted a podcast.
And failed horribly.
We have attempted a podcast in the past, and then we attempted a live show in the past. They all failed horribly, but we came up with some good ideas for the pre-recorded podcast. However, they failed because we could never find a place.
Someone forgot them.
We could never find a place to host it on. But now we have a place to host it on. And so, thank you, podomatic.com.
Thank you.
Shameless plug.
Could be worse.
Yeah. So, we have lots of wonderful things to talk about today, don't we, James?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Yes, I'm James.
And I'm Flippy.
But why don't you just use your real name?
Okay, it's Ed.
There we go, Ed.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing for today, Ed?
Ah, sorry. What?
What are we doing for today's show, Ed?
Oh, we're doing lots of exciting and wonderful and magical things.
No vegetables.
No vegetables.
No singing vegetables.
No. That's another show entirely.
Hooray, it's raining right outside my house.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It's not raining outside my house. But I hear thunder, so. I'm actually kind of scared. Will you hold me, James?
I am not holding you.
Hold me.
No.
You're so soft. You're so soft, James. No.
Yeah.
You're my everything.
No.
Ah.
I'm gonna stab you.
God, you.
Told you I'd stab you.
Why'd you have to. What? What was that for?
I told you I'd blend your face.
You said nothing of the sort.
Yes, I did. Be quiet, you.
No, you didn't say that, though.
Anyway.
Anyway. Well, I guess we can. Oh, yeah, the first thing I want to talk about is, all the creepy videos I've seen about female androids in Japan.
And no male ones.
they're really creepy. They're actually pretty realistic, but they look fake at the same time. You know, they're realistic, but they're fake. There's like just an unpleasant mixture of realism and fakeness, and they're all female, and so that just makes it creepy. Lots of lonely men working on androids in Japan.
Yes, with never mind.
Yeah, and I was reading this one article about it, It was really creepy because like the guy was working on the top half, but he said that the bottom half was going to be anatomically correct. And it like had the biggest range of emotions that it could convey and like movements and stuff like that. It was really, actually really freaking creepy. Because I mean, it's like robots and there's this one. And then like if you go to YouTube and you search female android, you'll find a whole bunch, or female robot or something in Japan. You'll find a whole bunch of really just videos, creepy videos. And then the comments that people make about the videos are also really creepy. I won't say them here because I want to at least maintain some sense of decency in this show.
Decency.
Yeah. So, would you like to say anything? Would you like to say anything, James?
Not really.
No? No? You wouldn't like to say anything at all? Nothing?
I'm saying stuff right now.
Well, you need to say more. Whoops. You're not supposed to hear that.
I'm hearing some background music.
Yeah. So I guess we can move on to, movie reviews. Want to talk about movie reviews? There was something that I wanted to talk about before the show, but I cannot for the life of me remember it now, and it's bugging the crap out of me. And it was really something interesting, too, but I just can't put my finger on it. So would you like to go ahead and do a movie review?
Sure.
While I try and figure out what movie I want to review?
No, you first, because I have no idea what I'm going to review.
No, you gotta go, because I need to decide. I need to decide what movie, and I'm...
I haven't watched any movies lately.
Really? Well, do one that you have. There's got to be a movie that you've seen in your entire life that you can review.
Dr. Young Frankenstein is an amazing movie.
I've heard that. I have not seen it, unfortunately.
I cannot express how amazing the movie is.
Could you try?
It's pretty much a parody of Frankenstein, obviously.
Yeah.
The main character is Dr. Frankenstein's grandson, who comes to live in his castle and recreates, another monster. And it scares the town folks again, and yada yada yada, except there's a twist ending. And
yeah.
There are sexual things in it, which... It's creepy, though. Some parts.
My parents were... I haven't seen it, but my parents really liked the movie. It's in black and white, right?
Yes. It has the guy from the first Willy Wonka.
Really?
Yes, it does.
The sick pedophile, huh?
He's not a sick pedophile.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't. You're a sick pedophile.
No, it's like everything in this room is eatable. You can eat everything in this room.
That's cannibalism, you idiot.
No, not if you think about it.
Shut up.
Yeah, he goes around showing little children his candy factory. He's like,
I do that.
Well, you're a pedophile. It's like...
Actually, I'm not. I'm a kid myself.
Make my wall. Yeah, you don't have an answer to that, do you?
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said, lick my wall. He says, lick my wall in the movie.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. And he's all like, I'm going to give you the chocolate factory, Charlie. Charlie, I'm going to give you the chocolate factory, as long as you give me something back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'll do my review of Nox's Clay World. Oh, hey, it's raining at my house now too. Yeah, I think I'm going to do my review about Nox's Clay World off the table. You're a fan of Nox, right, James?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I want to.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm not gonna give away too much, but I won't give away much that won't be seen in, like, you know, the trailer. But basically, you know, they get contacted by some aliens. And they go out and they try and find the aliens. And hilarity ensues. My only real problem with the movie is it's kind of slow at some parts. It does pick up in the end. And there are a lot of just hilarious moments. And lines that I will never forget. Like, you're not a man. You're a woman. And there's just a whole bunch more quotes in it that are hilarious. You really have to just see the movie to fully appreciate it. It is slow at some parts, but overall, it is the longest claymation ever made. It's 2 hours long.
That's awesome.
2 hours long. And it's a really great movie. You guys should buy it at noxuscorner.com and watch it.
Well, I would, but I don't have my own credit card.
Well, that's your fault, not mine.
You be quiet, you.
I will not be quiet.
You will not silence me. Metal screamo time.
God, don't do that. I guess I'll just read some news that I find some interesting things. God, I still can't remember what I was going to talk about before. I'm going to remember once we're done recording the show, and then I'm going to kill myself. So anyway, injured deer stumbles into Ohio vet clinic. From Rossford, Ohio, workers at a Ohio pet shop are used to worried pet owners bringing their animals in to be treated at the store's clinic. But an unaccompanied visit Saturday by a deer to the PetSmart in Rossfield was the first for the store. Manager Trudy Uri, says the wounded doe was hanging out behind the store and then ran through an open door into the stockroom. Staff members made sure the animal couldn't enter the shop area and called the police and a veterinarian. I can't pronounce his last name, had the deer brought into the clinic and closed the wound on his hind leg with dissolvable stitches as assistants held it down. He says he couldn't tell how the animal got hurt. The door was reopened as the animal ran back into the wild. That's interesting. It's like it ran into it on its own.
That's different.
That is different. I agree with you there, because it's very, very different.
So, doing anything interesting for spring break?
Spring break? Man, I haven't even thought about spring break.
Unfortunately, my family gets to go to Disney.
Disney! What's wrong with going to Disney World?
All the screaming little kids.
I went to Disney World and there weren't any screaming little kids. It was just me. And my family. Yeah. And a bunch of little kids, but they weren't screaming or anything.
Yeah, see, I hate little kids no matter what they're doing.
I like Epcot.
That I'll be willing to go to.
Okay, this drove me crazy when I went to Epcot. Those of you who know me probably know that I'm a big, Godzilla fan.
And they told you Godzilla wasn't real, right?
No, but you know how Epcot is like, it has, like, the sections of the park are like different parts of the world.
Yep.
Oh yeah, we went to the Japan place and there was this fantastic model on sale at Epcot of Godzilla fighting Biollante, which is one of the monsters he fights in one of the movies. And I want it was so awesome and I was like, oh my god, I need this, but I couldn't get it.
How much was it?
Like $150, I think.
Well, I could get it.
But it was a nice statue.
How big?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I went in 2003. So you do the math. That's like 6 years ago. Six.
So it'd be about $3 trillion now.
Probably.
Yay, inflation!
Inflation! Fun for the whole family.
Sort of.
Japanese aim to drop paper airplane from space.
What?
Kashiwa, Japan. Japanese scientists and origami masters hope to launch a paper airplane from space and then learn from its trip back to the Earth. It's no joke. A prototype passed a durability in a wind tunnel this month. A durability test in the wind tunnel this month, sorry. Japan's space agency adopted it Wednesday for feasibility studies, and a well-known astronaut is interested in participating. A successful flight from space by an origami plane could have far-reaching implications for the design of re-entry or vehicles or space probes for the upper atmospheric exploration, said project leader Shinji Suzuki, a professor at Tokyo University's Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics.
Only slightly.
I cannot speak today. I don't know why. Suzuki said he was skeptical a decade ago when he first discussed with experts the idea of sending into space a craft made with tradition of Japan's ancient art of paper folding. It sounded like a simply impossible, crazy idea, Suzuki said. I gave it some more thought, and came to think it may not be ridiculous after all, and could very well survive if it comes down extremely slowly. In a test outside Tokyo in early February, a prototype about 2.8 inches long and 2 inches wide survived Mach 7 speeds and broiling temperatures up to 446 degrees Fahrenheit in a hypersonic wind tunnel. Conditions meant to approximate what the plane would face entering the Earth's atmosphere. Having survived the 12-second test with no major damage or burns, the tiny plane theoretically could get back to Earth because re-entry from outer space involves passing through several layers that last only a few seconds each, said Osamu Imamura, a scientist who works with Suzuki. This is actually a really long article, so it's $300,000 for a paper plane. Yeah. Basically, it just goes on and on about it. about how it's, you know, just a paper plane and how strange that would be.
Wow. Huh. You know how they have Obama coins on the 50 cent piece?
They do? I mean, apparently they sure.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Historic Barack Obama coins, but many customers now say they were ripped off.
On your side, investigator Tom Jensen looks into what some say is a monumental bait and switch scheme, and local customers say this goes just beyond the poor quality, though, right, Tom?
A man and his niece who know a lot about Barack Obama collectibles who say they were sold a false impression and hidden costs. At JP's Custom Picture Framing and Gallery in Northeast Portland, Jerome Polk and his niece preserve a man's treasured artwork. Buys and sells Barack Obama collectibles, everything from place settings to posters. So when he saw this ad with Montel Williams,
and I'm so proud to be a part of this incredible offer,
Polk had to have these coins and ordered 4 sets. His niece saw a similar ad and ordered her own.
And you think, U.S. Mint? Well, yeah, I'll give them my credit card information.
But when the first shipment arrived, they realized it wasn't what they thought they were buying.
An Obama coin, not a 50-cent piece with Obama picture plastered on it.
Regular quarters.
50-cent pieces with stickers on them. Polk immediately tried to...
Well, yeah, you get the point of that.
Yeah. Who would pay to buy money?
I don't know.
I don't get that. How? That's just stupid. Yeah.
Whoa. Scientists say that chocolate may be soon as expensive as caviar.
Really? Chocolate being as expensive as caviar?
Yeah. It's possible that chocolate could one day be in short supply.
Oh no, the great depletion of our chocolate sources.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rather impressive.
You're like really, really loud. What?
Sorry.
What happened? Did you like turn up your mic volume or something?
I'm not too close.
Ah, stop. You're distorting. Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to talk about now, I think.
Tell me, before you forget.
this might not actually be it, but I was thinking about this earlier. If you know me, once again, you'll know that I am a fan of Ken Akamatsu's series, Negima. I was listening to a podcast earlier. Watch Shao, actually, and I realized that one of the female hosts on it, they said that if it wasn't for Negima, they wouldn't have ever learned how to if they hadn't gotten into Negima, they wouldn't have ever learned how to draw girls. I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'm kind of the same way. Then I realized that then I started thinking about how. The wide majority of Negima fandom in the U.S., as far as I can tell, are all female. Which, I honestly don't really get, because if you've read the series, you'll know that it is deliberately meant for male viewing.
Why?
Panty shots and... stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure this is only anime? It sounds like something else.
No, it's just... it's only anime. It doesn't show anything, really. It doesn't show the crucial parts. It's always covered up. Anyway. And then I started thinking that, I actually have seen a lot more, if you go on to, say, DeviantArt or something, a good amount of the, fans of Negima are female on there, too, and I actually know a couple of girls that are fans of Negima.
Now, what does this say about your sexuality?
That I'm straight, because there's 31 girls. What do you mean? What does that say about my sexuality?
It's mostly girls that like it.
Yeah, but it's obviously meant for boys. I'm not questioning my sexuality. I'm questioning theirs.
Questioning the larger majority.
Yes. Doesn't mean I'm... You obviously haven't ever seen this manga, have you?
No, I don't even know where to get it.
It's sold at bookstores. What do you mean? You know where to get it?
Well, yeah, most of the bookstores I go to don't have anime
graphic
stuff.
Novels. They don't have comic books or anything.
No, they don't have anime.
It's a graphic novel series that I'm talking about. Well, it is an anime.
Couldn't I just look it up on the internet?
It is an anime too, but I'm talking about the comic book, which is the manga or the graphic novel, whatever you want to call it. Oh, hold on, I'm gonna see if I can, find a scan, of the manga online. So I can show you exactly
what
I mean.
But that would be illegal, sort of.
I buy the, I do read it online, but then I buy it whenever it comes out in the U.S. Here, this is an example of what I'm talking about here. That's actually a comparison of the manga to the anime, or the first anime series. There's been so many different versions of the anime that I can't even say.
That's an interesting choice of photos. So is there a spot where I can actually read it?
Yeah. You can read it on like One Manga or Manga Fox. I always actually I read it online and then I buy the manga. It's not, you know, if you like see the first impression of it, then you really can't judge it based on the first, like if you see like the first volume or something, and that link that I sent you was a scan of the first volume. If you know, you should know what I'm talking about if you like the series. If you don't, then check it out. But it's actually evolved into something completely different than it was originally.
And now time for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
Yeah, here's an example of how it's kind of, well, actually, no, that's not a good example. I'm just talking to you now, but it was originally like a romantic comedy, like a harem thing, similar to Kanakamatsu's previous work, Love Hina. Except it's just become like this crazy fighting thing, like with aliens and going into the magic world and giant swords and.
Oh, giant swords! What is up with those?
There's only like one character with two.
I do not care how large your sword is. What is the point?
That could be taken several different ways.
I know.
Not totally. They're totally not compensating for something. All those characters that have. Yeah. It's really just like. It's like about a. But basically, the premise is.
It's about sexual innuendos.
Yeah, it's just innuendo, though. It's not like it.
Yeah.
It's not like it actually.
Huge sword.
But yeah, basically the premise is there's the main character Negi, and he's
That's his name. I never would have guessed.
Negi, yeah. It actually means onion in Japanese.
Well, why did they call the main character Onion?
He's actually British, so I guess, you know. But basically, he's a wizard.
So if you're British, you're really hot over there.
He's a mage. He's a 10-year-old mage.
Mage.
You know, like wizard.
Mage. Seriously.
Like a wizard.
Why?
And then he goes over to.
Can you give me a single reason why?
What do you mean why?
Why a mage? Why not?
That's the series. It's about magic and stuff. What do you mean why? It's like asking why there's hobbits in Lord of the Rings. It's just the main character. There's no reason. There doesn't have to be a reason why. It's just who they are. It's the main character. It's in the story. It revolves around them. It's not. There's no why about it. But anyway, let me finish.
It is why if I ask why.
Let me finish.
No.
So he's a 10-year-old wizard, and he comes to Japan as part of his training. Become a Magister Magi, or however you want it. Magister Magi. I don't know how to pronounce it. Which is like Master Mage in Latin. And so he comes as part of his training, and he goes to Japan, and he becomes a teacher as part of his training for an all-girls school with at an all-girls junior high in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 31 girls in his class. It's a little excessive, but...
And no, so it isn't. We need more. More.
And so, like, some of it, but some of them aren't even human, really.
What?
Like, one of them's a ghost. Another one's a robot. Another one's a vampire.
What? Why?
One of them, and then there's like mercenaries and stuff in his class. Here, hold on. Oh. Real quick. I'll be right back. One of them's a Martian from the future.
What? Actually,
oh,
what?
Crap. I think I gave it away too much in that one. Yeah, let me see. Ghost, there's also some, that one's a mage, too. That one's a wizard, too. That one's a robot. That one's a demon slaying half demon, half person with wings. That one's a martial artist. That one's a ninja.
Okay, how do you spell it?
It's and here I'll just send you the
I'm trying to find a link on MegaFox.
Yeah. It's Maho Sensei Negima. There's also a spin-off series that kind of sucks because it's, you know, the spin-off.
Mahun Sensei found it.
It means magic teacher Negima.
How old is he?
He's 10. he's 10, but he's a genius.
Lucky bastard. It is really raining hard out. How many chapters are there?
Currently there's 241. Yeah, there's a lot of... It's been running for a while.
And do you have to buy each book?
What?
Like... Jeez. Is each chapter its own book?
No. No. But yeah, through his thing, like, he, they travel through, like, in the school he teaches at, Mahora Academy, there's, like, this library island where it's got like it's like a library except it's ridiculously huge and there's dungeons and booby traps and stuff
like
that.
Wait. And there's dungeons in a library.
Yes.
Okay, can you explain this to me? Why there is a dungeon in a library?
Well, yeah, so the thing is this author Ken Akamatsu, he likes like mixing just normal mundane things with completely extraordinary things like which is it's part of, like, his humor, I guess, you could say.
Why can't my life be like that?
I know, that was my reaction.
There was a dungeon in the library, my life would be so like, much more interesting than the boring crap it is now.
It's not like a dungeon where people, like, get hung up and tortured. It's like, you know, like, you go, like, play Zelda games, and there's, like, you know, you go into a dungeon in it, and there's, like, a...
Yeah, like D&D?
Like a labyrinth. And there's, like
D&D?
I guess, I don't know. What's that?
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons? Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm sorry, I'm not a nerd.
I don't
play games. Is it like a video game? It's a board game, right?
It's the original RPG.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If it wasn't for this game, RPGs would have never existed.
All right. Calm down, don't hurt yourself. But yeah, throughout his life at Mahora, he fights, like, vampires, people that are trying to use one of his classmates to awaken a demon.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he fights vampires, robots, Martians. What else,
humpback whales?
not yet, but I'll bet it's gonna come soon. He ends up going to the magic world, which is where all mages and wizards come from. And there's flying whales there.
I thought they came from their mother's vagina.
No, not like that. Shut up. And there's like whales and stuff flying in the sky.
What?
Flying whales.
That is awesome.
I know. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my god, that is so cool. So yeah.
I'm reading the series now because you said that.
Flying whales, just for that.
Yes, just that for the is that whales. Awesome.
But yeah. The first two chapters are kind of, you can't really judge the series based off, or not the first two chapters, the first two volumes. First two volumes, you really can't, you can't really, use it to judge the series, because it's just evolved so much, like, from just a, like, a harem, a standard harem comedy to a harem slash time travel violence slash action slash adventure slash, it's just gotten absolutely insane, and it's awesome. And so, yeah, they go to, like, the library, and there's, things, and there's, those, and there's a martial arts tournament. But basically, and yeah, the Negi, is searching for his father, which, the Thousand Master, which is supposedly the strongest mage that, ever lived. And so he's looking for him, and he disappeared. And he doesn't, you know, have a mother or anything, and so he's looking for his dad. And stuff like that. It's just absolutely crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see how far we are in. Oh, we are 36 minutes in. You want to go for an hour, or you just want to stop it here?
No, I don't really care. I can go for another hour.
Well, I guess. Well, not for another hour, just for
30 minutes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Are you reading it?
I am reading it. Reading it, I am.
Okay, Yoda.
Be quiet, you. Yoda's amazing.
Oh, yeah, and there's also a major part in this story, which is he can get a magical partner, right? Basically, he can, like...
Man, what would this... Is it pretty much a wife?
No, it's not, like, a wife. Well, they can be a wife, but... he forms probationary contracts, which are temporary contracts with them. Basically, he just lends them their magical power, and they get a magical artifact that they can use to fight and stuff. Oh, and he goes through all this while trying to keep magic a secret. He fights vampires, and he goes through library dungeons while trying to keep magic a secret.
How do you do that?
He doesn't do it very well, actually. And a lot of people end up finding out, and then he ends up making contracts with them in order to prevent them from, you know, like, spreading the word and stuff like that. But yeah, the way that you form a probationary or temporary contract is, you have, like, it, oh yeah, and his sidekick is, oh yeah, he fights like a werewolf too, but his sidekick is, he's an ermine, which is kind of like a weasel or a ferret, except he smokes and drinks, and he steals girls' underwear.
Wow.
And he, how you make the contract is, his sidekick, which is Kamo, draws up a magic circle. And then they kiss, and then he makes a contract.
Wait, in order to make the contract, you kiss?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you do. It's as strange as the series sounds, it's actually one of the best, by my opinion. Probably a lot of people that hear this would think I'm crazy. But it is definitely one of the better series out there, and it's one of my favorites. So,
hooray! I died.
Hooray! Wait, what? I thought you were
reading. I'm playing a game.
I thought you were reading.
I'm playing a game simultaneously while I'm doing this.
You lied to me.
What else?
You said you were reading.
I'm taking a break. Be quiet, you.
You lied.
I didn't.
I don't.
Anyway, back to the show.
I don't trust you anymore.
Dude, when did you trust me? A teacher in Japan. That's right. Negi's a real shrimp on top of this. That he spaces out all the time.
Yeah. Wow, in the version that I bought, this wasn't in color. I knew it was supposed to be in color, but it was in black and white.
Is that an ocean outside the school? Or is that mountains?
Those are mountains, and that's not the school.
What is it?
It's the place where he grew up.
What are you doing? It sounds like Amazing Grace.
It is Amazing Grace. Well, I think the show's gone on long enough, don't you?
Sure.
I can't think of anything else interesting to say, can you?
Nope.
I just kind of started ranting about Negima, like the nerd I am. Because I'm a winner.
Sure.
I am a winner.
Crap, my mom's coming.
Bye, everybody. We love you all so dearly. Don't we? We do.
Be quiet now.
Fine. Goodbye, everybody.
On the radio show, we're on the broadcast.